Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fascinating. Absolutely 100% fascinating. Wait till I share the results over the past 7 days. Not business. I'm talking about, let me just dive into it. It's your boy Sammy from the Natty, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. Quit my job May 6, 2005. Gave the boss the middle finger. Walked away only to go bankrupt? What the hell's that all about? To lose everything? To be mocked and ridiculed and made fun of? But oh, to rise again. And now it's 2020, 15 years later. Hosting the number one motivational podcast on the planet, and you can do it too. You can do it all, man. You can do it all. It starts with a journey of what now, Fran? 10,000 steps, right? We talked about just on the previous podcast, 10,000 steps. Get those 10,000 steps in. Even if you don't do it literally, do it metaphorically. What's that look like? Your day to day. All right, map it out. If you don't have a plan for your day, it's just going to go completely haywire. You got to plan it out, man. And I'm talking, listen to me. Listen to your boy, Sammy, okay? Let me talk some sense. Let me grab you by the lapel, shake you a little bit, and look me in the eyes, all right? Look me in the eyes. I'm not a planner. Hate planning. My whole life is unplanned. It's unsketched. Is that a word? Unsketched? Let's just go with it, man. It's a ready, fire, aim lifestyle I lead, okay? However, there are certain staples of my life that I need to plan. This podcast being one of them, all right? Got to plan the podcast every day. If I'm feeling it, which I'm feeling it every day, except last week, don't want to beat a dead horse, but last week, talk about rising from the dead. You got to plan your day. If you're going to the gym, plan that. You're going to take 10,000 steps, plan that. If you're going to record content, plan it out, man, because if it's not on your schedule and you can't see it, it's not real. So I got this little task thing on my iPhone. It comes with the iPhone. I didn't buy it or anything, not an app. I just write down what I got to get done. Like I've got, there's have to's. There's things that have to get done. And this message right here is one of them, okay? So, hey, are you familiar with this term, calorie density? I never heard of it in my life, all right? So last Monday, January 6th, I downloaded this app. I'm not even going to pitch it. I'm not going to tell you the names. I'm not here to make money on it. I might, you know what I probably will do? I think they pay me 20% to promote it. So maybe I'll do that down the road. But I'm just want you to focus on this. I had no idea how many calories I was consuming. And I'm not pitching any weight loss program. This isn't the newest, greatest plan or anything like that. I'm just sharing with you, when you try new stuff, some of it works. Most of it doesn't, by the way. But some of it does. This is crazy, man. So last week I weighed in at 215. And when I work out and stuff, I eat a lot of food and I go to the gym. I do shoulders, chest, legs, and I'm in and out in 30, 40 minutes tops. And I'm lifting as much as I humanly can without ripping my body apart. That's the way I go to the gym. Pick up stuff, put it down. The heavier, the better. So what I learned, here's the lesson I learned though for guys and girls out there. I stopped doing dumbbell overhead dumbbell, because it ripped my muscle from my wrist to my elbow. Whatever that muscle is right there, shredded it. And I couldn't do pull up. I love doing 50 pull ups at a time. And by the way, I couldn't do, here's another thing. I don't know
how long I'm going on this podcast, but baby, this is going to be some good stuff if you can just hang with me. I got to download it. I just got to download it from my mind to your ears, because this is some good stuff. I started doing pull ups in 2015. Never did one in my life. Embarrassing. Okay. What was I in 2015? 46 years old. I couldn't do one. How many could you do, Sam? Not one. Nada uno. And then I did one. Guess what happened? I took some time, went over and did chest or legs, whatever. I came back, did another one. Doubled my output for the day. Doubled the output for my life. I went from one to two.
You only did two.
No, friend. I did two more than I'd ever done in my life. I did 200% more than I just did 5 minutes before, or 100% more. Hey, math ain't a big deal. We don't get caught up in the math here. I doubled.
doubled my output. And then you know what I did for the day? I did five, because I kept going back and doing one in between reps of other, you know, whatever I was doing. So I did five. I didn't do five at one time. I didn't care. What the hell do I care? I did five. And then the next day I did 7, 10, 12. I was up to 100 pull-ups in an hour at the gym in between doing what else I was doing. That's the power, man, of that 10,000-step journey. You feel me? That's the power of the 10,000-step journey. So getting back to calorie density, yesterday, or feels like yesterday, last Monday, January 6th, and today, what is today, man, the 14th? So January 6th, wake up. Start tracking my input. I'm on a 1,400 calorie plan. Not a diet. It's not a diet. It's a plan. Okay, remember, that word plan is very powerful. Inside the word diet is die. I don't want anything to do with the diet, okay? So I'm like, well, how the hell is, you know, a 215-pound guy going to feel full on 1,400 calories, you know? Come to find out, there's this thing called calorie density where basically it means that you could look at a full plate of food and one plate could have a huge amount of calories. And at the same time, you look at another plate, it doesn't have very many calories at all. Like a vegetable with 30 calories per 100 grams, that would have a low calorie density, while chocolate has 550 calories in 100 grams. That's what I'm talking about, low calorie density. So still feeling full without getting all the calories. I'm like, what? Well, that makes sense to your boy, the college dropout, 20 college credits to his name, most of them gym and health class. I can follow along with this, teach. So I started and I was eating. So I had Quaker Oats oatmeal, you know, out of the box, you know, it's not, it's Quaker Oats, just oats. I had oats, 300 calories in a cup. I felt pretty good, full. Yeah, I'm not an oatmeal guy, but all right, I'll go with it. I always have my coffee with cream in the morning, no big deal. And then I didn't realize that chicken thighs have very little calories, like 100 calories in a three-ounce thing. It fills me up pretty good. Had a couple of those. End of the day, tracked it. I was 200 calories under. 200 calories under for the day. I'm like, dang. And then I came down with the flu, so but I still ate, you know, 1,400 calories. I was having a lot of chicken noodle soup, you know, things like that. So I started tracking this. And I went from 215 to 213 to 212 to 210 on Thursday. I started feeling better towards the end of the day Thursday, so I loaded up on some food. Didn't go over, just ate a lot towards the end of the day. So I went. I weigh myself at 6 a.m. every morning. Same time, same scale, same place, everything. All right, that's really important that you, doesn't matter what scale you use, just use the same one. Like, you know, did that even make sense? Meaning, don't use the one at the gym, the one at home, the one at the gym, the one at the doctor. It's going to get all day. Just use the same one, same time, every day. Measurement, guys. Measurement. Planning. In life, in business, relationships, everything. Measure, manage, plan, all that good stuff. You'll never be surprised. Very rarely will you be surprised. So, over the weekend, down to 210, 209. And then I started getting some energy. Because keep in mind, guys, I was bedridden 4 days. So I was getting zero exercise, zero, okay? So woke up today, weighed myself 203. Help me with the math. That's 12 pounds in 8 days. Now, I didn't start this plan to lose weight. I started this plan just to see what the hell I was eating. I didn't know what I was eating. Because here's what happened, and maybe this happens for you as well. I try to do the intermittent fasting thing, but on a really dumb scale. Like, I don't eat. I shut it down around 6, 7 at night, and then the enemy gets to crack in my arm. I might down, like, 20 pretzels, you know, at the at 8 o'clock at night. Terrible. Sometimes I do it. Sometimes I don't. Pantry calls me. Most of the time, I don't do it. So I fast from, you know, 6, 7 at night all the way through. If you don't count my coffee, which I know that breaks the fast when you have cream, but if you don't count that, I probably don't eat again until 10, 11 the next morning. So it's not like I'm gorging, and I don't eat bad. My wife makes amazing salads and foods for me. But I'll go to the gym, and I will be raving the fridge when I come home because I'm just so like, oh, I got to eat. I'm starving. And so I never tracked what I ate. I just figured, well, I'm eating a lot of protein, so why not have 2 ribeye steaks? That's fine. It's no big deal. Why not have 8 pounds of chicken, no big deal. Well, I didn't count any of that stuff. So here's my point, all right? I started managing this stuff, and it's only been 8 days. I didn't even do it. I got to say this again. I didn't do it because I wanted to lose weight, but now that I'm down 12 pounds in 8 days, and I don't even know what the hell, that might be water weight. You guys know more than I do. Is that water weight? Maybe I just lost a bunch of water weight. I don't know. I drink a gallon of water a day, by the way. That's another thing that's always been a staple of my diet. I've got a 30-ounce mug, and I drink four of them every day. I drink one in the morning, one towards late morning, one in the early afternoon, and one, I try to get it knocked out before 5 or 6 so I'm not up peeing all night. Okay, so I drink a gallon of water every day. That's always a staple. And I mix in sparkling water as well, like Perrier and things like that, so it's not just straight water, and kind of spice it up a little bit. Here's the thing, and here's a really cool thing I saw online. Your stomach doesn't have eyes, okay? So it doesn't know what you're putting in there. It doesn't know if it's broccoli, cauliflower, or cheese and pepperoni pizza. All it knows is it's full. So it could be full on that stuff, broccoli, cauliflower, which I know doesn't sound it. I'm just saying chicken, whatever, good stuff. Oatmeal, or you could load it up with chocolate and pizza and wings and all that. Either way, it's going to feel full. Only one way you're going to feel better. So now that I got a little bit of energy back, I'm still not fully recovered from last week. I can tell my body isn't quite there. I'm probably 80%. But I'm going to start walking more today. It's going to be 60 degrees January 14th in Cincinnati. That's crazy. So I'm going to go, you know, I'll definitely get the 10,000 steps in today. And I'm kind of curious to see what the old everyday is Saturday body is going to feel like in about a month. I'm starting to think we're onto something here, all because I just decided to manage and plan. That's all. I just wanted to see what was going in, like the calorie density. I never heard that term. I'm 51 years old, and this is what I'm talking about. Some of you guys, I know I got a lot of people in the fitness nutrition industry to listen to the show, and you guys use these terms all day, every day, but I don't. I don't. I'd be a perfect client for you, okay? Don't hit me up with your sales pages. I would be a perfect client for you. I'm 51, never heard that term before. Don't assume that just because you operate in the silo, like my silo is messaging, speaking, consulting. I assume, you know, everybody knows, already knows all this stuff. Well, I stopped assuming that a long time ago. But you got to stop assuming everybody already knows the terms that you deal with every single day. Whatever that is, whatever that is, whatever that looks like in your life, you got to, don't assume people know the most simplistic of terms and processes that you work with every day. And now what are you going to do? You're going to go teach them that. How are you going to do it? You're going to go message. You're going to get that message tight. And if you want to get it done faster and better, you work with me one-on-one. And you go to launchwithsam.com and you book your call. And I call you on the cell phone today. Not tomorrow. Today. Or just text my phone if you're ready. Only if you're ready. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to dial in your message and you know it, just text me. 513-582-6570. That's my personal cell number. 513-582-6570. You know the rules. Be cool. Text me. Say, Sam, I'm ready. Let's jump on a call. Not Sam, I want, you know, let's talk about this. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. And if you're not ready, it's fine. Keep listening to the podcast. Text me when you are ready. You know, but let's get going. Don't wait to get your message out there. I'm telling you, people need to know what you know. You're holding it all in. Get it out and monetize it. I got a plan for everybody. I've got a plan for everybody. I'm jacked up, man, down to 203. Are you kidding me? That's crazy, man. I might blow away in a stiff wind here. Anyway, it's your boy Sammy signing out from the Natty. You go out and make it an amazing day, all right? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.